Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A shocking case of paper leak has once again rocked the country's premier medical entrance examination, the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEET, prompting the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, to swing into action, arresting several individuals, including the owner of a coaching center in Maharashtra, and sparking a fresh debate on the need for reform in the country's examination system. The CBI's working theory centers on pre-examination circulation of question papers through coaching networks, a modus operandi that has been documented in previous paper leaks, including the 2024 NEET paper leak, where question papers were allegedly photographed and circulated via encrypted messaging apps hours before the exam. The chemistry paper recovered from Renukai Career Center in Latur, Maharashtra, bore a forensic match to the LEV NEETUG 2026 question set, raising serious questions about the integrity of the examination process. First, let us understand the background and role of the National Testing Agency, or NTA, which was established in 2017 under the Ministry of Education to take over large-scale entrance examinations from university bodies and the CBSE. The NTA's stated mandate is to bring standardization, technology, and scale to high-stakes testing, but critics have long argued that it lacks equivalent institutional independence, accountability mechanisms, and technology investment. The NTA conducts several examinations, including NEETUG, GMAIN, QET, UGCNET, and CMAT, with over 65 lakh candidates appearing for these exams every year. What makes this significant is that the NTA's structural design replicated features of the Educational Testing Service, or ETS, in the United States, a centralized agency at arm's length from the government. But critics argue that the NTA lacks the same level of independence and accountability. The NTA's examinations have been marred by controversies, including the 2024 NEET paper leak, which led to the arrest of 48 persons, including coaching center operators, middlemen, and examination center staff. A parallel controversy erupted over the award of grace marks to over 1,500 students from six centers, pushing many to a perfect 720, a statistically anomalous cluster that triggered court challenges. The Supreme Court, in its verdict in July 2024, refused to cancel the examination outright, holding that the CBI investigation must continue, but mass cancellation would harm the majority of honest candidates. The court explicitly held the NTA institutionally responsible for systemic failure and directed a comprehensive overhaul. Following the 2024 crisis, the government constituted a high-level committee under K. Radhakrishnan, former chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, to recommend structural reforms to the NTA and the examination ecosystem. The K. Radhakrishnan Committee's emphasis on encrypted digital delivery directly addresses the root vulnerability. Physical question papers printed weeks in advance and stored in transit create multiple interception points. The committee's recommendations include the transition to computer-based testing, or CBT, biometric verification, AI proctoring, encrypted question delivery, and real-time CCTV monitoring. The CBT transition, announced by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, is set to take effect from 2027, and the GMAIN, which has been conducted in CBT mode since 2018, provides a reference case with no large-scale paper leaks since switching to CBT, although isolated center-level irregularities have occurred. Now, let us turn to the implications of the paper leak for the candidates and the examination system as a whole. The NEETUG examination is a high-stakes exam, with roughly 21 aspirants competing for every available MBBS seat, making it the highest-stakes single examination in India's higher education system. The competition ratio is what makes NEET the most competitive exam in the country, and a leaked paper is not merely an administrative failure but a civilizational injustice. But why does this matter? The paper leak strikes at the very foundation of the examination system, violating the fundamental rights guaranteed under the Constitution, including Article 14, which guarantees equality before the law, Article 15, which prohibits non-discrimination, Article 16, which ensures equality of opportunity in public employment and education, and Article 21, which includes the right to life and the right to pursue one's chosen profession. The Supreme Court has held that the right to life includes the right to livelihood and to pursue one's chosen profession, and a corrupted examination process arbitrarily forecloses that right for honest candidates. The broader right to quality, fair education creates a positive obligation on the state to ensure examination integrity, and the paper leak reveals a systemic governance deficit rather than isolated criminal acts. The repeated NEET leaks expose a weak institutional design, with the NTA lacking a statutory charter and operating as a registered society under the Societies Registration Act, giving it insufficient independence and accountability. The examination printing, logistics, and center management are outsourced to private vendors with inadequate oversight, and the NTA does not publish annual reports, examination security audit findings, or vendor contracts, unlike the ETS in the United States or the UCAS in the UK. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act, 2024, enacted in the aftermath of the 2024 NEET crisis, defines public examination to include NEET, G, QET, and UGC NET, and prescribes imprisonment of 3 to 5 years and fines up to 10 lakh for impersonation, and imprisonment of 5 to 10 years and fines up to 1 crore for organized paper leak networks. The Act designates the CBI as the primary investigating agency for offences under the Act. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NTA was established in 2017 under the Ministry of Education, and it has a registered society status, not a statutory body. The NEET-UG 2026 exam had around 23 lakh candidates registered, and the exam was conducted in pen and paper mode, with 720 marks, and a duration of 3 hours 20 minutes. The CBI registered a case on 12 May 2026, and the key arrest was that of Shivraj Motegaonkar, the owner of Renukai Career Center in Latur, Maharashtra, on 18 May 2026. The total arrests by 20 May 2026 were around 10 across 6 cities. The NEET-UG 2024 paper leak saw the CBI arrest 48 persons, and a grace marks controversy erupted, with over 1,500 students from 6 centers getting grace marks, pushing many to a perfect 720. The Supreme Court verdict in July 2024 refused to cancel the exam, but directed the NTA to overhaul its system. The K. Radhakrishnan Committee, chaired by the former ISRO chairman, recommended CBT, biometric verification, AI proctoring, encrypted question delivery, and real-time CCTV monitoring. The CBT transition, announced by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, is set to take effect from 2027, and the GMAIN, which has been conducted in CBT mode since 2018, provides a reference case. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act, 2024, prescribes imprisonment and fines for organized paper leak networks and impersonation. The available MBBS seats are approximately 1.1 lakh, and the competition ratio is roughly 21 candidates per seat. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, education, and social justice. The institutional accountability of the NTA, the education policy reform, and the role of technology in examination integrity are all important aspects of this topic. The judicial activism of the Supreme Court in directing administrative reform is also a key aspect. The legislation, including the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024, is also relevant. The probable mains questions that can be asked on this topic include critically analyzing the structural failure in India's examination governance architecture, examining the constitutional dimensions of examination fraud, and evaluating the transition to CBT. The key points to remember are the K. Radhakrishnan Committee recommendations, the CBT transition, and the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. In conclusion, the NEETUG paper leak is a serious issue that strikes at the very foundation of the examination system, violating the fundamental rights guaranteed under the Constitution, and highlighting the need for reform in the country's examination governance architecture. The transition to CBT, the use of technology, and the strengthening of institutional accountability are all important steps that can be taken to ensure the integrity of the examination process.